You're listening to SBS On The Money with Ricardo Gonçalves.
Coming up on the SBS On The Money podcast, the Australian share market ends its eight-day winning streak. The US gets a rating cut. And the Reserve Bank meeting, a decision tomorrow. We'll preview it and plenty more next. Hi, everyone. It is Monday, the 19th of May, 2025. The Australian share market down today by 0.6%, 8,295, ending its eight-day winning streak. That was the longest consecutive winning streak since August 2024. So for more on that, why it's happened and where the market's going, I spoke with David Scutt, a markets analyst at StoneX. David, two key influences for the share market today. Let's start with Moody's downgrade of the US credit rating from AAA by one notch. Why and what does it really mean for investors?
Ricardo, the US government's running deficits of 6.4% last year, $2 trillion US dollars per annum, and they're about to go and throw on top of that potentially a spending bill that will go and add to that debt burden as well. So Moody's has looked at that. There's been no real attempt to go and close that gap, and I'm not surprised. It just follows what we saw with S&P back in 2011 and Fitch in 2023. Everyone looks at the trajectory when it comes to the US debt and knows it's unsustainable. Maybe this is a wake-up call, but probably not.
But why do investors care?
Well, whether you like it or not, everything is trading at a spread to the US Treasury market, even though it's been downgraded to not the highest notch now. Asset valuations are all trading to a spread to it. So when you see yields start to go and lift like we're seeing today and over the course of recent years, that puts pressure on valuations across other asset classes. And to me, that's the thing that markets haven't really got to grips with yet. It can really, really come at you quickly. And we're seeing a bit of pressure coming through today in lower yielding sectors. So one to keep an eye on if you're an investor.
The other key thing is China. Economic data coming out today, a bit mixed. Industrial output better than expected. Retail sales less than expected. What's that saying about the way the nation is navigating Trump's tariffs and the implications for Australia?
It was interesting. We saw a bit of a pullback in both retail sales and industrial production, but we still have industrial production running well ahead of where retail sales are. So it tells you that excess capacity is going somewhere. A lot of the time it used to go to the United States. Clearly, right now, it's unlikely to go there. So we're looking at other markets, Southeast Asia, the European Union. Where I started to go and look at that and say, well, what's the likelihood that those markets will appreciate China continuing to go and send that capacity to them? And I think that could be an area where there could be some concerns start to go and brew between China and, say, maybe the EU when it comes to trade policy.
Okay, so how was all of this impacting the market today and which sectors are driving it?
Look, it's been a bit of a topsy-turvy day. At one point, we actually saw the market almost go back to flat, led by strength in the banks, in particular the Commonwealth Bank. It's come off the ball a little bit now. The rising yields is definitely starting to gain pressure. We saw a big reversal coming through in gold. We're seeing a big reversal coming through in Bitcoin. And that's also starting to weigh a little bit on those very lower-yielding parts of our market as well. Still, when you look at what's been happening over the past month, though, it's been relentless one-way traffic, and we haven't really gone and reversed that at this stage. It's still been a very, very strong run.
You mentioned the Commonwealth Bank there, at one stage hitting another record high. It's over about 41% higher over the past year. That's despite many analysts saying that it's overvalued, right? What's your take on the stock?
I think it's grossly overvalued. And I think that it's benefiting from the fact that we've got a wall of passive flows coming into the market and no real alternative to go to. When other parts of the market start to shrink and the Commonwealth Bank becomes a larger market share, naturally, you've got to go and hedge by buying it. I think that other superannuation funds and the like may be a little bit underweight as well, the banking sector, because it is overvalued. And each time that you see CBA in particular go and push up, they're forced to go and buy that to go and at least keep their underweight rating. So that's the consequence of the moment. But pretty much, if you look at most metrics out there, it's the most expensive bank of the world. And I question why it should be the most expensive in the world.
So today's pullback on the market ends 8 days of gains in a row for the S&P ASX 200, right? It's an extraordinary run. I think it's the longest run of gains since August. What's happening and can it really continue? We've had a pullback today. Is there still more strength to come?
It's been remarkable, and we know that a lot of it's been led by retail investors. The one thing that concerns about me, I've not seen anything on the charts that really go and say that there's an imminent warning coming through, but really sustainable bull markets tend to go and breathe. And what I mean by that is that they go and have pullbacks along the way. This has just been relentless rip-snorting rally off the lows. And you look at what the factors have been. Well, we had a lot of rate cuts priced in. That's now been unwound a little bit. We've got a lot of good news on the trade front priced in now. You can argue that should be already in the price well and truly. And then look at some of the other problems out there. The concerns about the recession risk, particularly in the United States, have been erased almost. Now, you look at that. Should we continue to go like this at the moment? I beg to differ. I think maybe there's a bit of risk coming through at the moment that we could see a more than a minor pullback.
You mentioned the chances of further rate cuts being pulled back. We know the RBA is meeting today. Your decision's likely to come out tomorrow. Is the market still factoring in a sure chance of a rate cut tomorrow? And as you mentioned, a pullback in future rate cuts. What is the market now expecting?
When it comes to tomorrow, it's still basically a lock. It's all but priced in. It's only a smidgen that it could be potentially on hold. When it comes to later on in the year, the market's still leaning towards three rate cuts coming through. So that's still a pretty hefty decrease in the cash rate, considering where the labor market is at the moment in particular, looking pretty firm. The one thing that I'm looking for tomorrow in the updated forecast, if you think back to 3 months ago, the RBA said that they didn't see the trimmed mean inflation rate getting back to its 2.5 midpoint because of the amount of rate cuts that the market had priced in. Well, the market is now pricing in more rate cuts than back then. So I question whether potentially we might go and see that pushed a little bit higher again. So there you go. That would be your hawkish cut narrative right there coming through.
And finally, given everything we've just discussed, where do you see the opportunities for investors at all?
Even though it's a non-yielding asset, I still think gold has just proven itself this year. It's been an absolute terror of a run. And when it comes to the equity markets, there's a lot of good news pricing everywhere, bar I'd say probably China. So China tech to me on a relative basis screens as being a lot better valued given what we're seeing considering to what we look at here potentially, and especially in the United States at this point in time.
Is David Scott there from StoneX? Don't forget, if you enjoy the podcast, to give it.
This SBS On The Money stream is provided for informational purposes only. The content in this stream should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and it does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision. This SBS On The Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only. The content on this podcast should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision.